Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
And Des is here with all the sports news. Good morning, Des.
Good morning, Mary. We're going to start with the World Cup. Obviously, Brazil got their campaign off to a winning start last night. A 2-0 win over Serbia. Now every team has played, and I think Brazil have shown that they will be very much one of the teams involved. They weren't impressive for the first hour. Serbia had defended really well. But once Richarlison got the first of his two goals, they played some great football in the closing stages, and I think they've put their marker down. We'll be going live to Qatar in the next hour. But Switzerland will join Brazil on 3 points in Group G because the Swiss beat Cameroon 1-0. Now, there was a really exciting finish to the game in Group H. Portugal edged past Ghana by 3-2. Portugal captain Cristiano Ronaldo, who had a quiet game, he did create a great record, though, because he has become the first player to score in 5 World Cups. He got a penalty for their first goal. His side, though, survived a frantic finish to win the game 3-2, surviving 10 minutes of stoppage time. It was incredible. In the 9th minute of added time, the Portuguese goalkeeper, you know, sometimes when they have the ball, they throw it down the ground and look around before they kick it.
Yeah.
There was a Ghana player standing behind him. So he threw the ball down in the ground. Didn't know there was a Ghana player behind him who was like a cat. He stood still for a minute. So everyone is looking back and can see it, and you can see the horror on the face of all the players. And he runs around, the Portuguese keeper standing still, runs around to take the ball, but he slipped as he got there and missed their equaliser. It was very dramatic, but it was a great game. So in that group, Portugal have the 3 points. Uruguay and South Korea have 1 point each after being held to a scoreless draw. But despite their defeat, the Ghana captain, Andre Ayew, still believes they can qualify and feels they were a little unlucky.
Our game plan was working really well, but in the first half, we were not giving them enough tread behind. But we were solid. They were having a lot of the ball, but they were having clear chances. We know what kind of squad they are. We didn't see the penalty, but from outside, it looked a bit... I don't know, I don't want to, because I didn't see it on video, and the penalty changed the course of the game. But after that, we came back into the game, 1-1, and then we conceded 2 goals in what, five, in the space of 3-5 minutes. That changed the game. That shows that high level, we can't switch off. But I'm very confident what I saw. I have a lot of belief, and I believe that if we continue like this and we're tweaking some little things, we can hopefully get the 3 points in the next game.
Yeah, that's Andre Ayew. Now, England and Wales are in action in today's games. Wales play Iran in a couple of hours' time, 10 o'clock kickoff. The other game in Group B sees England take on the USA at 7. England are now one of the tournament favourites after winning their opening game 6-2. Gareth Southgate expected to confirm an unchanged team, which means Manchester United defender Harry Maguire would start again, even though he's had very little game time with his club. But Maguire has no doubts about himself.
No, I have great belief in myself. I go on the training pitch, I work as hard as possible, I give my all, I give my best, and that gives you good preparation to go into a game and perform to the best level. I was on the back of an 8-10 week injury, and so I wasn't too worried about the lack of game time. Obviously, I want to be playing every week for my club. It's something that I'm going to fight to get back into the team. So it's not what and where I want it to be. But of course, I feel fresh. I've worked hard. I've worked done extras on the training pitch to make sure I'm ready when I get the opportunity to play. And I knew the World Cup was coming up, so I always put on the extra shifts in training, like I said, and kept myself ticking over.
7 o'clock that game between England and the USA. In the afternoon games in Group A, the host nation Qatar play Senegal at 1 o'clock, followed by Netherlands and Ecuador at 4 o'clock. Both of those sides have 3 points already. Big GA news this morning. Mayo have confirmed that all-star defender Oisin Mullen will be departing and heading for Aussie Rules to play for Geelong Cats. The main clubman had been set for a move to the Aussie Rules club last year, but he made a U-turn on that decision, opted to stay in Ireland and played with Mayo last season. But in a statement last night, Mayo confirmed that Oisin will move to Geelong. They're the current Aussie Rules champions, and he'll play alongside the other Irish pair of Zach Toohey and Mark O'Connor. I'll miss him. I think he's one of the best, most exciting players we have. In rugby, team captain Ian Henderson is set to make his first appearance of the season for Ulster in tonight's URC meeting with Zebre Parma. He's been injured so far this season. Leinster hosts Glasgow at the RDS tomorrow afternoon. The big game sees Munster hosts Connacht at Thomond Park tomorrow night. In golf, Leona Maguire goes into day two of the Spanish Open, just two shots off the lead. She's on 5 under par behind Cara Gaynor of England. And in the Joburg Open in South Africa, the leader, England's Dan Bradbury, is flying again this morning. He has picked up 5 more shots to move to 13 under par. John Murphy is underway in round two. He's 3 under alongside Tom McGibbon. And in racing, the big focus today on the long distance hurdle at Newbury, which features Champ against Paisley Park. And the action at home is in Dundalk starting at 5 o'clock.